Good morning, Unity family. Good morning. Thank you, Dakota. Thank you, Spirituals. Thank you, band. It's so good to be here on this Sunday morning. Anybody else happy to be here besides me? So it's been an interesting week and a half. A group of us went on retreat, and my retreat folks, where are you? Wave at me. Yes, yes, and we got an opportunity to extend that retreat last Sunday with Reverend Martha Creek being here. I'm going to let you into my world for just a little while this morning, because I have an admission to make. The retreat is still working on me. That's how I know it was meaty, it was juicy, it was scary for me at times. And I know that because certain thoughts, certain phrases, certain things that were shared just stayed with me. And the title of the retreat was Summer Loving. And I'm listening to Dakota singing What's Love Got to Do with It? And it occurred to me, it has everything to do with it. This morning we saw on the bulletin, we just repeated the affirmation about love lifting us, right? Lifting our hearts and our thoughts and our vision. And the scripture there says, God is love. We did a lot of talking about love, and I admit, I have vacillated when I tried to define it. Oh, it's this, or no, it's that, or maybe. And when I began to really take in that God is love, and I coupled that with our first principle in Unity teachings, that there is only one power and one presence in the universe as my life, God the good, then if I think God is love and I believe God is love, then there is only one power and one presence in the universe operating through me as my life, love, the good. And it takes on a different meaning for me. And that's why I came to know for myself that love has everything to do with it. Before the retreat, I had wrapped up a class. It was based on the book, The Eye of the Storm, by Reverend Gary Simmons, Unity Minister. And one of the teachings in his book had to do with looking at our enemies. We don't often say that word in Unity, but you know, in traditional religion, you know, enemies, the enemy this, the enemy that, and we were talking about the enemy being those thoughts that come up inside of us that don't represent the truth of who and what we are. And how it's important to look at these things that for now I'm going to refer to as enemies. And he gave a suggestion. And that suggestion was to not just embrace it, but specifically to love them, to bless them, to do the right thing about them, and to pray. And I was not happy about that directive. Because that required me to look at what I was thinking was against me in my life. It required me to examine, to do some introspection. And that's the work, the processing of the materials, not just from that class, but from all of our teachings. That's why we come together, so that we can do part of our processing together, to feed off of each other, to share with one another our individual interpretations of what we're reading and what we're experiencing, so that perhaps we can be a help to one another as we walk this road we call life. It gives them in that order to love, to bless, to do good or do the right thing, and to pray. And part of love was expressed as accepting and seeing myself from a point of wholeness, embracing my authentic self, and not operating out of fear and out of doubt. so that I could be wholeness in expression. I could possibly be love in expression. And to bless is to take what I'm considering my enemy and to see it in a different light. To look for the good in whatever that is that I'm calling my enemy. And to not believe it's against me. For me, that was a really big cup to drink, to swallow, to wrestle with. And then he talked about doing good or doing the right thing. And that question that came up to me from earlier teaching before Unity was WWJD, what would Jesus do in that situation? I used to get taught, what would he do? I will tell you right here and right now, that question, what would Jesus do for me here in Unity, had to do more with, okay, so I know that I have divinity, that I am divine, I'm created out of love, and each of us, not just me, all of us have that divine thread that connects us, that cannot be severed. I, Kathy, will forget. I'm trusting I will remember my connection quicker each time I do forget. But spirit, love, God, whatever you want to call that universal energy, doesn't leave me. I forget about that entity. And so what do I need to do to reestablish my connection? And to see prayer as the fourth, I knew I had work to do, because for me, I had to move praying up front. I knew that I had to begin that communion in spirit before I could ever dream of doing the love step. I first had to go within. I first had to establish communication, prayer, communion in spirit with my Creator before I could even think about emulating how to be the best Kathy I could be. I had to center myself, get quiet, go within, so that I could have a marriage of my human mind, my intellect, and my heart. That is what would allow me to know and affirm my wholeness and begin to embrace me just the way I am, which means for me, radical acceptance of who and what I am now. Not after I fix A, B, and C, not after I let go of E, F, and G, and not after I do J, K, L, M, N, O, P. No, right now, right here, in this present incarnation, to begin that process of accepting where I am and accepting myself comprehensively, without compartmentalizing. Okay, I'll love this piece of cat. I'll love the pinky finger right now, because that's all I can. No, how do I embrace the whole of me? What some of us call our shadow self. The part that I don't particularly like at any given moment, because I ain't feeling such and such in that moment. How do I remember myself to wholeness? For me, it was through prayer. It was through listening to the still, small voice. I remember, as a child, listening to the song Amazing Grace. It's very often sung in the church I grew up in, from a little child. However, I did not begin to contemplate really what that meant until I heard a version by one particular singer. That person was the Queen of Soul, the one, the only Miss Aretha Franklin. So I have some sadness in my heart, because on retreat we learned she had made her transition. But in the early 70s, when many of us listened to her amazing album titled Amazing Grace. And when I heard her sing that song, I began to think about what grace was, because only Aretha could take grace and take almost a half a minute to sing Amazing. So if you don't know, through the power of your internet connection, check it out. And I hadn't thought about that for a while, until recently, mourning her and thinking about her. And I was thinking about grace. And I realized that, as our spiritual leader and choir director Britt says, singing is praying twice. That woman, in that one song, I can't count how many times she was praying as she was singing her rendition. Grace, the unconditional love. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, I learned that could separate me from the love of my Creator. That unconditional love that I look at as grace is what I'm after when I'm in prayer. How do I extend the amazing grace that she sung about, that scripture writes about, that my master, teacher, and friend and brother Jesus displayed throughout his life of ministry? How do I embrace that? How do I embrace unconditionally myself? I have examples in front of me. I can look at lives that have been lived against all odds and know they knew what grace was. Today, I can look at examples and know that each of us can and will display it differently, because we are individually created out of a oneness, yet each of us is capable of unconditional love. I truly believe that. It is ours for the asking. To embrace radically myself was a huge step. However, I'm grateful for knowing that it's possible. I'm grateful for knowing that I can be lifted. I'm grateful for knowing that every time I think about being less than, not good enough, that I can look at myself and say, wait a minute, I'm created in the image and likeness, so somewhere inside of you, Kathy, is the wholeness, the truth of your wholeness, that somewhere inside of me, even though I'm not displaying it at a given moment or I don't feel it at the moment, it's there. And therefore, I can set the intention that was exemplified. I have to talk to myself sometimes. When I'm in a situation I'm not liking something that's occurring, sometimes I have to say, girlfriend, hold up a minute. Wait a second. Why do you feel it is necessary to find out every single detail of what so-and-so said to so-and-so, or what they did to me, and why they have to explain what happened so I can accept it? And if I think for a moment about grace, if I think for a moment about what would Jesus do, and I think about the healing that's recorded in scripture, I don't ever once recall him saying, excuse me, hold up, you came to me for some healing, some help. He didn't say to the woman at the well, wait a second. I mean, he did read her a little bit, but he didn't ask her. He said it. He said, I know who you're hooked up with isn't your husband, but he didn't ask her for the details. He just stated it. The man at the pool of Bethesda, right? Laying out for 30 plus years, almost 40 years. He didn't say, hold up, okay, how come you did that? What happened? What did your parents do? What happened to you when you were 10? The main thing he did was ask, do you want to be? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be made whole? In other words, for me, it's, do you want to be in agreement with me that it is indeed possible to recognize your wholeness on whatever level, be it mind, body, or spirit, that the healing is possible. So I say, Kathy, why can't you just go there and release that burning need to be right, to save face at all costs, and accept what is, most definitely including myself, and move forward and operate from the point of knowing that, Kathy, just take a look at the situation, take a look at the relationship and examine it and see what's got me wrapped up in fear and in worry and in anger. Not denying it, to look at it. And see what salve, what balm, what do I need, what do I require to change my perception, to bring me back to a point of where I can A, extend grace to myself, and B, extend it in the situation. Extend it to whoever I'm dealing with. Extend it to my thoughts, whatever I'm thinking about that's got me all crooked and confused. How do I do that? I do that in prayer. I do that in trusting the innate ability that each of us have come here with, by trusting the wisdom that has been implanted in us, trusting the different faculties, not just love, but faith and strength and wisdom and understanding. How can I embrace my creativity to get creative about how to reimagine what's happening in my life? How do I embrace so that I don't have to bog myself down with trying to change, fix, manipulate, restructure, adjust everything and everybody outside of me to make it right? Part of it I've discovered recently has to do with really embracing letting my light shine. Is there anybody else out there, when you hear someone, especially from up here, or perhaps in a class, or you're listening to something that says, oh, you're the light of the world, let your light shine. And you're like, yeah, I'm gonna let my light shine. And then when you pull everything out and you sit down by yourself, you're like, wait, what light, what, where? How do I do that? What does that look like? And if I let my light shine, what does that mean for person A and person B? And how is my family gonna think about me? And what about my best friend? And I'm taking on all these new thoughts. How do I do that? For me, I get cocooned in the fear, in the self-doubt, in the wondering, is that teaching real? Can I really do it? And then I remember, I'm not in it alone. None of us is in it alone. All of us can take time to look at, to examine, to sit with what we might consider our enemies. All of us can take a moment, and I mean that literally, can start with just taking one moment to sit and allow ourselves to feel what we may be feeling in a particular moment. And know that I might look like I'm by myself in that moment, but I know spiritually I cannot be. We've been told from right here way too many times that the kingdom of heaven is where? Within. That spirit lives, right? That power and presence in our lives is where? And it's about me going into communion and remembering my truth. That yes, I can look at what's outside that seems to be against me. And I can look at it and see what my relationship is. thoughts, and I can ask for guidance in prayer so that I know how to move forward. That I know that each day that I can ask for what is required for me to get through that day. I can ask believing, which translates to me into sort of like a demand. Hello, give me this day my daily bread. Give me what I require to walk through wherever I'm walking. And I know that I can do it with a loving heart, wherever I am, with love in that moment, to embrace it and know that the divine guidance that I am declaring really is so, really will guide me as I allow myself the grace, the unconditional love to do that. Grace is a gift. Scripture says, Apostle Paul wrote, your grace is sufficient. He says, God's grace is sufficient, meaning God's love is sufficient. It can only be love. It can only be about the business of love. If I believe there's only one power and one presence in the universe operating in and through my life, God the good, love the good, it doesn't mean stuff won't happen. We're not going to be ignorant to the stuff of life. We're not going to be in denial in the sense of I'm going to ignore that. No, it means life will happen. And we have the tools to walk whatever comes our way. No matter what it is, no matter how awful it feels, no matter how terrible it looks, no matter how awful it sounds, no matter how torn up inside I get, God's grace is sufficient. So I invite you to do what I require myself to do. You just keep the hinges on my spiritual toolbox well oiled. In whatever way you choose to use your instruments. Me, I like to go somewhere in the apartment and just put on something good and encouraging, and sing like nobody's listening, and have my own dance party, because that's what brings me joy. I might have to sit down and figure out what brings you joy. I'm talking joy. I'm not talking looking for the outside, something to the outside, or another person on the outside to make you happy. I'm talking about joy from the inside. And I find it when I get my mind right and line it up with my heart, because the brain of the heart is much more intelligent than the brain that's sitting between my ears. It's the heart that knows. So when I line up and embrace the wholeness of my heart, I know I'm gonna be all right. I encourage you to take a moment or two or three to really find out what makes your heart sing. What gives you that feeling of yes, I can. And yes, it's possible. And see life from the great possibilities as opposed to the great impossibilities, because it's so hard. Not saying that it's a bed of roses every day. Not saying that at all. What I am saying is that each of us has come here divinely equipped. Each of us has come here as wholeness, and we embrace it. Embrace it and know our truth, that each of us has been created to contribute something in this incarnation that no one else can. And when we latch on to it and pursue it from a place of love, and remember to extend the grace that has been extended to us, to others, and remember that God's grace is sufficient, then we can all love our enemies, bless them, endeavor to do the right thing, and pray. And in Kathy's version, pray so that I can bless and do good. Today, can we start anew? Can we know our wholeness? Can we know that the one power and one presence in the universe that operates in and through us, God the good, is nothing but love? It's love. Love has everything to do with it. Walk good, walk in grace, walk in love. So it is. Peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let us take a moment and breathe into the possibility of peace beginning with me, peace beginning with you, peace beginning with us. Embracing the possibility of what is, the possibility of what can be, and the idea of accepting what is. We can endeavor to ask the question, this is what is. We can ask the whole Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, to guide us into how to be in the face of what is. How to make a choice. What direction to take. The steps that will allow me to express the wholeness that I know I am. That would allow me to be the demonstration, the expression of love that I've been created to be. We trust and we let go, knowing that Spirit will guide us. We ask so that we may receive. We ask for clarity. We ask so that we may be on purpose with our living. And if it should feel difficult, if it does feel difficult to embrace that idea fully, that each of us truly is God's love in expression. Well, let us embrace the willingness to pray believing. With a willing heart, let us embrace what is, knowing, knowing that it is possible to change perception and therefore have a choice, make a choice as to how to move forward in the face of any adversity, the face of any challenge, and know that we have what we require to surmount it. Let us step up in consciousness. Let us get raised in our spirit to meet whatever the challenge is head on. Ask for the fearlessness to embrace whatever is. To walk through any valley of shadows. Step through any fiery place and emerge unscathed. Each of us is more powerful than we know. Let us take a moment in the silence and invoke our power of imagination and just imagine what it would mean, how it would feel to make a decision to step into the power we already are and be love and expression. God's love expressed right here on earth and the point of each of us. Just imagine in the silence. Take a breath and feel the gratitude for a moment to come apart for a while, to reaffirm what we already know. Yes, we can. Yes, each of us can move forward on purpose, being love and expression. Knowing that with our whole selves, through the unconditional grace, the love of Spirit, God's love, that we can be all that we have been created to be, and leave our mark in this incarnation, leave our space that allows for the world to be just a little bit brighter because we've been here. Let us begin anew each and every day, knowing we're never alone and that grace is sufficient to carry us through. Space of gratitude, we say thank you, sweet spirit, for revelation of the truth, be it now, 2 hours from now, later today, next week, it is coming. And let us be open, ready, and receptive.